Super cansado. Hello?
Hello, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff and Underwriting. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm sorry about all the phone tag. Is now an okay time to speak with you?
Yeah, it's fine. How long would it take? About 3 minutes or?
About five.
Okay.
And just for security purposes, can you confirm the last four digits of your social security number, please?
Sure, 3447.
Perfect. Okay. And Victor, I just had a few questions about your business, kind of what you're trying to accomplish here, and hopefully we can get this in the right direction. So from what I
Okay.
understand, you're trying to buy about $60,000 of equipment, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. How do you traditionally finance your equipment purchases? Do you pay cash? Do you have loans? How do you typically finance it?
We do cash.
You cash. And is this your first time doing a financing of an equipment purchase?
Yeah, I just want to do it for credit purposes, establish credit,
Okay,
basically.
absolutely.
I do have the money to pay it off, but I just want to establish, credit lines and stuff like that. So
Okay, you're looking for a
that's
relationship as your business grows?
that is correct, yes.
Okay, not a problem, not a problem. I actually see in your history that your credit, I think you've gone to some what's called leasing brokers who have consistently ran your credit for these, kind of programs. So I can understand the need to develop credit. It's a common issue. What I want to do is go over what we have available for you, what we could do for you, and then you can choose what would be the best decision for your business, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm also going to give you some suggestions, but they're just suggestions. They're not anything you have to, take to heart. So your business, you do, can you give me kind of in two or three sentences what your business does, what you're known for?
What do you mean?
What is your core business?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we sell nutritional supplements.
Okay.
Yeah,
Nutritional.
in the United States and Dominican Republic and Mexico as well.
Okay. Gotcha. All
Yeah.
right. And how's business going overall for you?
It's great.
Okay.
Great.
All right. And I understand that you did have a bankruptcy before you started this business. Is that accurate?
No, it was just filed, but it was dismissed. So even though it stays there, it's on the in the credit report, but it's I've been trying to get that out of the credit bureaus.
You're trying to get off
Still
there. Okay.
working on it. Yeah.
Well, what was the issue beyond that bankruptcy? Obviously, what happened? Was it personal related? Was it medical? Can you let me know what happened so I can get a little feedback?
Oh no, it was used to help a friend of mine to stop a mortgage sale.
Okay.
Foreclosure,
Okay.
but he did file it just to file it and to stop the bank from the foreclosure sale.
Okay.
That was the
Gotcha.
reason. Yeah,
Okay. Understood. So,
that's why it was dismissed within, I think, 3 days.
oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
So we've got the credit right now is a little on the lower side, but we have two programs that are very, very different. And I want to walk you through each one. So, and
Okay.
it is the ability to start a relationship. That's what really Bank of Cardiff is known for. The first thing that
Okay.
we can provide for you, when we do a long-term loan is it's really heavily weighted on time and business and credit. So understand you have the money, but in terms of our credit department, it'd be called a starter loan based on the credit, and you're looking at not a ton of money for long-term financing. Long-term financing is between 2 to 5 years. You'd be looking at about
Okay.
20,000, which, in my opinion, it's a good program. It could help you, but it might not be the best option. There's another option that we have is very similar to a credit line. Have you ever heard what's called a working capital loan or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever done a working capital loan?
I have in the past, yeah.
Okay. Who did you do a working capital loan with previously? I just don't see it on your credit history. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, many private lenders. I've done real estate a lot in high school
Okay.
too, like flips and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I've done manufacturing and I've been, yeah.
Okay.
Not through
So,
regular banks, but just, private investors, private hard money.
for real estate.
For different transactions, real estate, manufacturing, and
Okay.
yeah.
Let me give you an idea of how our working capital loan works. It's a little different than maybe you might have done something similar, might have not. So, our working capital loan is credit is part of this scenario, but it's not really the reason we lend. We lend to this program goes down to people with as low as 500 credit scores, and it has customers with perfect 800 credit scores. Basically, it's a loan based on revenue. And instead of looking at the credit, it's a revenue-based product. Now, the highlights of this program is, number one, we're going to lend a lot of money. In terms of loan amounts, I see sometimes you're doing between a few hundred thousand to $1 million a month, but I would give you, my opinion is, we could quite confidently provide you an approval between $150,000 to $250,000 by the close of business tomorrow. The second part of this product is, since it's heavily weighted on the base statements, you can renew the loan endlessly. So the way the loan works is, once you're halfway through paying, you can apply for more funds. This might be a better or a different product to get you if you have a lot of needs coming up, instead of just doing $20,000 to start the relationship, although we can do both. The way this loan works is, it's a shorter term loan. So you're generally looking at a payback between about 6 months to 18 months, and you're able to apply for more money at the halfway point. So if you do a 12-month loan, it's 6 months in, 18-month loan, 9 months in. But those are two very, very different avenues. I want to talk to you kind of about my thoughts before you and get kind of your feedback.
Okay.
I guess the question I would ask you is, this is a $60,000 purchase. I understand you've got that cash on hand. You're just not looking to spend it all. Do you think you'll have more needs as time goes in the near future? More opportunities?
Always.
Okay. Would you rather us, do you think that $20,000 would make a world of difference for you here now, or more money is a better thing?
$20,000 is pennies for me, so.
That's my opinion too.
Yeah.
So I don't want to insult you with an offer, and I think $20,000 can start off, but it's not necessarily going to get you where you need to go. One thing I'd like to do is this. I have your May bank statements. I don't have your June bank statements. Can you have whoever does your books email your rep over the June bank statements, please, and I'll get your file processed and get you an answer by tomorrow afternoon?
So, okay, so for the working capital, what's your interest? How many points do you guys charge?
Okay, so it's a very straightforward product. You're referencing points like real estate loans. It's a simple borrowing X and paying back Y. I can give you some numbers on what it's looking like, and just so you know, this product, it's an opportunity loan. There's no beating around the bush. It's a cash loan that's unsecured. So you mentioned a hard money real estate loan. It's not secured against real estate. So there is a cost of funding. What I'm going to do is give you a rough estimate on what it would cost you and what you'd pay back, but I'd want to know what kind of number you're shooting for. Would you want to do 150?
Let's give an example. Just, let's say, 100,000.
So if you, and over what period of time?
A year.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through that. If we find you you found your business 100,000, it goes directly into your bank account. The way you repay the loan is what's called a micropayment. So that means 5 days a week, no weekends, no holidays, you have a small daily payment that comes out of your bank account. That's 21 business days per month, or typically once per week. We usually offer both, although it's not guaranteed. Over a year, if you took the loan to term, the payback on that loan would be between about 126 to about 134. So to give you an idea, your payment would probably be on the low end, about $500 a day for 100, or I'd say 500 to about 530 is a good estimate on what the daily draft would be if you did a daily program. On the flip side, though, I think a business of your size could get potentially a lot more money. That's one of the highlights of this program. And I think you could probably get an approval of 150 to 250, if not more, if that's something you're looking for. We go up to about, just to give you an idea, it's about 1 month of your revenues typically. So it's an ability to access a large amount of capital with really not pledging real estate.
Right. Okay. So let's say for $100,000, the interest I'd be paying in a year would be like more or less like a 30%.
It'd be between about 25 to 32% on the dollar. But the way that our program typically works, and one of the advantages is this, we offer a renewal. So many of our customers want to borrow more money. And the way that these loans typically work is you are responsible for all the interest. On most of our programs, we either offer a discount if you want to pay it off early and renew. Usually it's a minimum of 5%, but we can often, and what I'd like to do is get you approved so I have exact numbers for you, but we can often set up a program where all the interest is waived if you renew. So let's say you borrow $100 and 6 months later, you're looking for more funds. There's a program we have available for our customers where if they renew, we take all the interest they owe and we waive it as part of their renewal. So it allows them to access more money without rolling over interest. In terms of fees, by the way, you mentioned points. There really are no fees. Typically, there's usually an origination fee sometimes assigned to the file of between $200 to 2% of the to 2.5% of the loan amount. But there's no like closing costs associated with like real estate transactions.
So basically, it's like about 2 points based on the loan
value. Origination fees, it really depends. It goes from $200 to 2.5%. It really comes down to the program you've been approved for. We don't have any pressurized sales techniques here. So what we do is we'll offer you a few different options, the highlight, the pros and cons, everything has pros and cons, and then you select the program that works best for you. We also allow you to set your own rate. We'll give you the longest term and then work backwards so you can select the term that works best for you.
I see. Okay, perfect.
You were working with a gentleman named Gabe. He's not here. He's been out for a few days. He's ill, so I've been asked to step in. But I'm generally thinking I can offer you $20,000 to help to get the relationship started. But my thought is that that might not do much for you. There's maybe a better way to.
See, my company profits are about $300,000 a month. Just profit. $20,000, that's nothing, and also like getting working capital, $100,000, that's even, I mean, I can get that in a month, you know?
Yeah, I think my opinion is that there's two ways to underwrite this file. We've already approved the $20,000. That really, we're audited, and we have to tie that to a credit basis. So even though you have a lot of money, there's a limited time in business and some credit issues, and I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm trying to talk to you like a reasonable person.
No. I get it.
Yeah, it definitely has to. And with our customers, it's definitely a two-way street. I think doing an equipment loan right now, based on your needs, is probably not the best fit. That's my opinion. I think a working capital loan can enable you to really grow your business. Every business owner I talk to, if they know what they're doing, they can take money and make money upon that. They're always looking for opportunities. And I think the working capital loan, to give you something more significant, is something that's easier. And the good thing is, as long as you generally, up to 150 or 250, the paperwork is minimal. So to give you an idea, if I can get your June bank statements, I can give you an approval by tomorrow. That doesn't mean you have to take anything. There's no obligation. But at least I can give you hard numbers tomorrow. And then if you wanted to move forward tomorrow, you could get funded by Friday, if not Monday. It's a very quick process.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Can you have your rep send those June bank statements over so we can, you know, give you a final approval so you can make the best call?
Okay. Sure.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.